We are the first festival of the year. Currently, we are the only indoor festival this year. The Clarion River Jam has been canceled, very similarly to what happened to us back in 2022 when the Days Inn sold to the Tesla Corporation. We had our facility yanked out from underneath us. So our hearts go out to them as they're trying to locate a new facility, which is a very daunting task in itself. But we are currently the only indoor festival for this year. So not only are we the first, we're the only. So I do expect that there's going to be a huge influx of people again this year, as there was last year as our first festival in 2 years. So as the 25th anniversary, we've been going on for 27 years now, believe it or not. I still feel like I'm 35, so I don't know how it's been 27 years. But I do want to say, though, Larry, originally when Jerry Phillips and I agreed to do this festival, it wasn't meant to be a fundraiser. It was just meant to be an indoor bluegrass festival. And as things change and evolve, and the money just kept coming in, like people wanted to donate, and you know, and I just started making t-shirts at home with the iron-on appliques. We worked hard to get those done, and we had maybe 35 of them. This year, I have close to 200 t-shirts for sale.
Oh, my goodness.
They are screen printed. There is no way I could possibly do that at home. But we have some other merchandise that we work on to get out there to people. And the best thing about this is, you know what? All of this is so near and dear to the community's heart that, you know what? They love the merchandise. They want to collect the t-shirts, and they want to buy all the things that we have for sale because they know what we do with the money. And that's what really thrills me to no end. The one thing that thrills me more is that my son, son and his wife are, you know, my son is in our band, but he and his wife also help us. She's one of our sound men. She's the prettiest sound man we have. And my grandchildren are attending too. And we have Connor and one of our other buddies, Waylon Keister. They are our doormen because at this new facility, somebody has to open and close the doors to get the bands in and out. And we've hired them on. They work really cheap, though, those little guys. They're 7 and 8 years old. So.
Well, I was going to say earlier, actually, is you've established a legacy. This will continue, mm-hmm. I think, forever. You've got a team that will continue it. And bluegrassrelieffund.org is how you can mm-hmm. get more information. And Amy mentioned that the hotel that is the site of this, the Ramada by Wyndham Beaver Falls, rooms are sold out, but you can still come during the day, both this coming Friday, the 19th and 20th on Saturday. You can come and enjoy music. You don't have to be staying at the hotel to enjoy the music. So there's lots of fun, and you can find the complete schedule at bluegrassrelieffund.org. We just have about a minute. Is there anything else you would like to mention, Amy?
I just want to say thank you, Larry. You guys have always been such a huge supporter of the Ice Jam. I remember many times speaking to you live on the radio on a Saturday morning and just really appreciating the fact that there is so much support out there for the Bluegrass Relief Fund and the January Ice Jam. We've given away over $100,000 in 25 years.
Wow.
And although I'd like to add another zero to that, I can't tell you how proud I am of that. It's such a pleasure. And we tell people all the time, we're just the stewards of the checkbook. Like, all this is all of you. It's not us. It's everyone. We just are the stewards of the checkbook, and we are so thrilled to be able to bring this this event to the community, and we hope you all come out and join us on Friday and Saturday.
Well, here is our wishes for a great day. Amy, it's so good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You too, Larry. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Amy George and that January Bluegrass Ice Jam. More details at bluegrassrelieffund.org.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's fourth annual Drama Awards takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side on Monday, January 29th at 7 p.m. and celebrates the creativity and teamwork of high school students who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Buzzard took a monkey for a ride in air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. A buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want to blow your top. What's the use in diving? Ain't no use in jiving. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want to blow your top." And now the buzzard said, "Hey, monkey, you are choking me. Release your grip and I will set you free." The monkey looked at Buzzard right dead in the eye. He said, "Your story's touching. It sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want to blow your top." Ah, you don't want to blow it now. Thank you.
That is Ben Sidran playing his hands off.
Gotta straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Don't want to blow. Come on, blow your tire. Got to fly right.
What a beautiful rendition of that. The album is called Ben Here Done That.
Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Thank you if you were one of the 450 plus contributors during our year-end donor drive. Concluded that year, and if you did not get a chance to support SLB, you can always do so at slbradio.org/donate. We're proud of the results. 455 people contributing $63,482. Thank you. Now, the Sound Hound is here. And I ask you, please, Mr. Sound Hound, can I get the sound for today? Please. Got it. So can you identify this week's sound? Here it is. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Sound Hound again, if you would. Here's some fresh water, and good luck to you. 412-200-5975.
Soon be gone, and you don't even want to talk about it. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts, then turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time, 'cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. Ooh, how did we ever come to this? Nothing for me in your kisses anymore. Late nights
what's in the kitchen. I'm pretending I still care. We both know there's nothing there. And you just keep on staring at the door. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts, then turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. 'Cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky.
They're gone, but not forgotten.
The Wildmans with Rock of Ages. Sister Sadie before then with Morning Sky. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we are in the midst of our Sound Hound puzzle, and the guesses are coming in by the dozens, but we only have a couple of correct answers so far. Sound Hound, if you would, can we hear it again? 412-200-5975. Aline in Maine has a guess that we've heard from others, too, which is hitting a ping pong ball. And it does sound like hitting a ping pong ball, but it's not that. And Pudge says that Wifey Poo said paddle ball. Pudge says it's me. Not me, but Pudge, giving his wife a kiss. I hear that. 412-200-5975. Linda also thought it might be shooting ping pong balls. Tommy in North Chesterfield has the correct answer. John and Addie of East Deer have the correct answer. Caden thinks it could be a clock ticking. Caden's mom, Annie, thinks it sounds like somebody clicking his or her tongue, like that. Now, Tegan came up with the correct answer in the North Hills. Well done, Tegan. And Drew also had a guess of tennis. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville also thought it might be a ping pong kind of sound. I'm going to make it a little bit louder so you can hear it accurately. Hopefully you've been able to hear it. Here it is again. It does, I hear that mouth click that Annie mentioned. Jack has the correct answer. He's listening with Dad Ty in Valencia. Tom thought it might be opening and pouring a beverage. Not that. Gail thought it could be racquetball or a tennis ball. Neither of those. She is in Stanton Heights. 412-200-5975. Stu has a guess of a metronome. He's in McCandless. Not that. Dan and Kathy are in Grove City. I love your guess. They thought it might be the original ancient Atari Pong game. Not that. On the right track, not exactly on the right track, but it is something, kind of ancient that's stood the test of time, but not of the electronic era. Brian thought it could be a golf ball entering a hole, or casting a fishing line, or playing that beanbag game, you know, where the beanbag goes into the hole. We have a relatively small number of correct answers this morning. We'll leave it open for you for just another second and see if you're able to come up with the answer to this. Don't feel too much pressure. In fact, we want you to feel just the exact amount of pressure to be correct with this answer, don't we, Sound Hound? Just the right amount of pressure. Dust Bowl Jack thought it could be water dripping, and then notes that to keep your pipes from freezing, you might want to have a little water coming out of the faucet. 412-200-5975. I just saw Ricky excitedly tell a person on the phone that they got the correct answer. That might be the first call she's taken this morning with the correct answer. John and Carrick just got the right answer. And we'll find out who Ricky just picked up the line from. Hello, who's this?
Hey. Yeah, good morning. This is Fred, Larry.
Who is it? I'm sorry.
Fred.
Oh, Fred. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You got it, huh?
Yeah, I knew what it was right away.
And
bring back to my childhood.
Yeah, it really does bring back that memory. In fact, you can even smell a little bit of oil and dirt. And did you have the kind where you put your feet on the bottom to keep it steady?
Yep.
Yeah.
An old-fashioned air pump.
An old-fashioned air pump to pump up a bicycle tire or a ball, or if you really had a lot of strength, you could use it to pump up a car tire, although that would be pretty hard to do, depending on the pressure. But a tire pump is indeed the correct answer. Well done.
Yeah, I'm just driving to work another day.
Well, I hope it's a good one. What's it like outside now? I haven't been out for a while.
It's fine. Roads are just a little damp. 36 degrees. It's fine now.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how chilly it gets as the day goes on. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And there is the correct answer. And Patrick just had a guess of a cork pistol. Wow. And at the same time, Jeff in Maine guessed a cork gun as well. John and Carrick also figured out that we were looking for an air pump.
He embraced it like a friend. He held it like the Bible as it softly spoke to him. For a measure of time, he was here with us again.
And I think we've acknowledged all of our correct answers. And we want to thank the Sound Hound. And we'll give the Sound Hound a little food. Thank you, Sound Hound. And Sound Hound, I wonder, as soon as you're done eating, would you allow me to play the sound of the pump? There it is again, in case you needed to hear it after the fact. Now, it's our pleasure to welcome Wayne Brenda. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
I'm okay, Larry. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. And, you know, as you're going back into the past, you know, for the tire pump, Rosa Parks has taken people back to 1955. So it's a little bit of nostalgia for everybody, you know?
Indeed. Rosa Parks and the Montgomery Bus Boycott is Prime Stage's upcoming production. It opens this Friday, January 19th, and runs through January 28th at the New Hazlett Theater on the North Side. Tell us a bit about what folks can expect.
Well, it's the story of Rosa Parks, and everybody kind of thinks where Rosa Parks is known for, you know, not giving up her seat on the bus, which really started the civil rights movement. But she did so much more. There's so much more to her life. And also the professional relationship between Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. and some other people that were involved in the movement. And it's quite a story. And she was quite a woman. And it's filled with music, spirituals that are sung throughout the show. And it's quite a production. It really is. It's really going to be very, very special. And we're sponsored by the Pittsburgh Regional Transit Authority, or PRT, I guess is what it's called now. And we've also working with the Pennsylvania Trolley Museum down in Washington, PA. And in fact, they gave us an authentic bus seat that we're using in the show. It's really awesome. So
great.
Yeah, so people are going to see some really, really interesting things. And it's a multicultural cast. And what is interesting is that, you know, the people that were involved in the movement were not just African Americans, but there was an incredible white woman, Mrs. During, who did some incredible things and was very supportive of Rosa Parks. And you're going to learn a lot about Rosa Parks and learn a lot about the movement and learn and also have a good time singing, you know, singing along with the cast. It's going to be a good show, I think. It's going to be a good experience for everybody. And I think the other thing that's really important, too, Larry, is we're working now with a Children's Museum Lab and especially that does things for kids with special needs, specifically autism. And the Saturday performance, which is on the 27th, is our sensory inclusive performance at 2:30. So we'll be doing special things that day. And then on Sunday, we're doing the signed performance, the audio description, and also this year we're adding live captioning. So we have a couple special things going on with the production, and I hope everybody gets a chance to come out and really be inspired and have a good time.
Well, that's just terrific. And, you know, her story, Rosa Parks' story, has been fictionalized over the years. Not that she's been portrayed in a bad way, but
right.
She's not been portrayed with much depth over the
right.
years. And it is good that you're contextualizing her life in a way that's closer to who she really was. The play opens on the 19th. That's this coming Friday.
Right.
And closes on the 28th of January.
Right. And I will tell you, too, Larry, which is really interesting, the woman who's playing Rosa Parks, Chelsea Davis, it's really stunning how much she looks like Rosa Parks. I mean, it's when people come to the production, I mean, they'll look at her and go, oh, my God, that really is. And we have a young man who's playing Martin Luther King Jr., who's really captured the nuances and everything about Martin Luther King Jr. So it's going to be a wonderful experience, not just a learning experience, but an inspirational time. And it's good for this is really part of our Sprouts Children's Theater series. So the show runs about 90 minutes, about an hour, between an hour and 90 minutes. But it's good for families. It's good for all ages.
Excellent. Well, you can find out more at primestage.com. Wayne, it's always good to talk to you. See you soon.
See you soon. Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye now.
On the bus, they go round and round and round. Back in 1955. In Montgomery on City Street, and round there's a bus on a corner with police cars and a woman sitting firm in her seat. And round, you know what's right, you know what's wrong. The signs are coming down. It's been going on too. You know what's wrong, you know what's right. Rosa's gonna fight. It's been going on too long.
On the bus,
too
go
round and round. Rosa was arrested 'cause a white man asked for her seat and she wouldn't give it up.
And round and
Martin Luther King helped form a boycott. No blacks would ride the bus until they stopped.
And round and
you know what's right, you know what's wrong. The signs are coming down. It's been going on too long.
You know what's wrong,
you know what's right. Rosa's gonna fight. It's been going on too long.
On the bus,
too long.
Round and round.
Too long. Sometimes the best way to fight for a better day is sitting down, not fighting. Sitting down, make it right and sit down to stand up. Sit down to stand up. Sit down to stand up for your right. Sit down to stand up. Sit down to stand up. Sit down to stand up for your right. You don't need no violence. Just set a right.
You're making change, change.
On the bus, they go round and round
and round. And
Rosa brought change and a movement came where people fought for their civil rights.
And round
in school and working and traveling, it should be equal if you're black or white.
And round and
you know what's right, you know what's wrong. The signs are coming down. It's been going on too long.
Sit down and stand up.
You know it's right.
Sit down and stand up.
It's been going on too long.
You know it's right.
You're gonna stand up, sit down and stand up. It's been for your run too long.
Ellis Paul with a tune called Rosa Parks from his album The Hero in Me, a great album for family listening, which profiles people who are considered heroes that have done things in all walks of life. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. Our Afterthoughts puzzle, coming up momentarily, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Brian at the Saturday Light Brigade, along with Casey Campbell, The High Road, the name of the song. We have an Afterthoughts puzzle coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Also, I would like to tell you about our annual Martin Luther King Day activities coming up on Monday.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Coming up on Monday, we have two activities from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock. You can join us in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh lobby at our SLB satellite studio, which is right in the big cafe area, the big grand hall of the facility. And there you'll have a chance to listen to some excerpts from speeches by Dr. King and react to them. And we hope we'll be able to play some of those reactions. That will be between 11 and 2 o'clock. And then between 3 and 6, you can listen to live telephone talk at the same website you might be listening to us now. If you're listening to us online via slbradio.org/radio or through our TuneIn, Radio Garden, or Streama sites, you'll find Streaming Justice, a teen-hosted talk show. It will air live from 3 to 6. You can actually call in and talk to teens, and then we'll run a replay of it clear through until 12 midnight. This is all happening on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, this coming Monday, and we hope you'll consider being part of it. Both activities are really a lot of fun, very worthwhile. Thanks. For Streaming Justice, I believe we've got about 16 different hosts that will be taking hour-long shifts as panels, and they're from all around southwestern Pennsylvania. It's always good to get a diverse group of folks. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now let's have some fun with today's Afterthoughts puzzle. Can you tell us the answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle? Let's hope that you can. It's helpful if I actually have it in front of me, and I do now. What one word naturally follows sun, side, and heart? Sun, side, and heart. One word quite naturally follows those three. Take a guess. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Here come the Punch Brothers.
I've been hanging out of town, Lord, in that low-down way. Watching Good Time Charlie Francis driving me insane. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green lights look red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lord, in my feather bed. I found myself a paper friend, I read yesterday's news. Folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoes. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and I threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hill on Church Street blues. Diamond brand, I'd string up this mountain box and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'll just stay right here, pick and sing a while. Try to earn me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin hard time, he'll launch your street blues.
It's a new day, and I will be courageous and get out of bed. It's a long way to the floor and a few steps to go through that door. I can do it, 'cause I know I have done it yesterday and the day before. And when I'm feeling scattered and lost within a crowd, I just want to fly away and hide beyond the clouds. If I take a breath and look around with eyes that want to see, looking back at me in the new day, I would be in the new day, I would be. It's a new day, and I will be courageous. Before. And when we lose connection, lines tangled in a storm, and we forget we ever shared a day that's clear and warm, if I take a breath and look around with a heart that wants to hear, tells me love is here. In the new day, I will be. In the new day, I will love. In the new day, I will be. In the new out of bed.
That is the great group known as Hot Soup. And you heard Punch Brothers before that and Church Street Blues. Hello to Penny and Pete listening in Southold, New York. How nice to hear from you. Thank you for checking in on Facebook, and they correctly answered our afterthoughts puzzle. We've got a few more clues coming in from Brigadiers as well. I see that Susan has the correct answer. Mary Jo also has the correct answer. Playing along on Facebook, we're looking for the word that naturally follows sun, side, and heart. And Carla is going to join us with the correct answer in a few moments, but I would like to run through some of the other correct answers that have come in. Pudge in Lamartine is quite sharp this morning. He just got the correct answer to this. Tommy in North Chesterfield has the answer we had in mind, and he also, let me see how well this works, he also had block as an answer. I do think that works. That's not at all what we had in mind, but sun block, side block, and a blockage in one's heart. That works. Charlie has the correct answer and suggested, he suggested adding slow as a clue. Slow. We could also add sick and wind as clues. Barbara in Highland Park, thanks for the kind words. She's got the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. Tom in McCandless suggests adding rope, freezer, and also wind. You could add rug, too. Ty in Valencia has got it. Larry in Elwood City got the answer we were looking for. Thank you, Larry. And a correct answer, or I should say an email from Rick with some radio knowledge. I'll pass that along in a bit. Elaine in Maine knew the correct answer as the stew. And McCandless and John and Addie in East Deer came up with it. And if we made it plural, Mike points out that we could give George as a clue. Or Robert. Dan and Kathy at Grove City have the correct answer. And John and Economy got it. So did Angie and Mars and Mike and Mars and Jim and Crafton Heights. And certainly not last or least, Carla, who got it, but we saved you for the end since you're joining us on the radio. Congratulations. You got it. What were we looking for?
Well, you were looking for the word burn, and I got it right away. And I was telling Ricky, I did not get that sound right away because I did have a bicycle and I did use a bicycle pump, but mine didn't sound like that. It didn't have that little pop noise. It must have been a different kind. And when I was doing this puzzle, I thought, you know, getting these and not getting these, a lot has to deal with your experience. And I've had lots of experience with heartburn and sunburn.
Well, you know, I was working on that puzzle earlier this week, and I was really having trouble. There's a lot, these simple puzzles are not that simple to come up with, and I wanted a word that would be kind of fun. And when I thought of side, I said, that's it, you know, because I don't know why burn is in the name sideburn. I didn't look it up, but that kind of, you know, sideburn, you wonder where that came from. But it's a pretty neat clue. And then adding windburn and sunburn and heartburn, all those burns.
And then making a plural George burns. That was cute.
Yeah. Now, Kathy and Jack just get screen, sunscreen, heart screen, I guess, if you go to the doctor, and side screen if you have a screen door. Yeah. You don't know why they would call them sideburns, do you?
No, I have no idea. And I'm a linguist. I should know these things, but linguists don't know everything about languages. They just know some things. After all, there are over 5,000 languages, probably. So
I'm looking
at people. I say, you know, 6 to go and 4,999 to learn.
Maybe somebody will know. I think I might have just found it, but I see a couple of people calling. I don't want to steal their thunder. I think somebody might have it now. Well, well done. I hope you and Sparky have the hatches battened down for a cold day.
Yes, we are going to grade tests together today. He's going to help me.
How nice.
Final projects. Our grades are due, so we're going to work on grades, and I have to do an article today, and I'm going to do wash and cleaning today.
Now, if I were one of your students, I would love having this paw print or, like, dog imprint from Sparky's teeth on my test paper or on my assignment. That would be a very lovely thing to have.
Yeah, you know what? You know how the students are always saying, my dog ate my homework?
Yes.
Now, Sparky ate a French test one time.
Whoops.
I just take it out of the refrigerator out of the printer, and I pulled it, out, and he took it out of my hand when he was a puppy and tore it to smithereens. Well, thankfully, I could reprint it. But I remember going into class, and I said, I have some good news and some bad news. I said, Sparky ate, here's the good news. Sparky ate your French test. And they're, yay. Bad news, I reprinted another copy.
I thought Sparky was going to turn into a French poodle after that.
Yes. Do you collect those afterthoughts puzzles anywhere? Because, boy, I'd like to try some of them on my friends. And I've been writing them down, but
we do,
I don't have a big enough.
We do, and we could send those to you. They're not easily accessible online, but we have a way we could print them out and get them to you. And I think we have your address. So we'd be happy to do that.
Do you have them in an electronic copy? Do you do you have them in Word? Do you do them
yes.
in Word, or you just do them in paper?
Just
email them.
We have them in electronic form that we could put in an email. We'd be glad to.
Oh, okay, that won't be any work.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I'm just going to keep adding to them because I'm always doing little games with people and activities for parties and things. Because I have parties and things.
Yeah, that's something that we'd be happy to do that. And are you receiving our newsletter?
Yes, I am. And
excellent.
I do your little pop quizzes, and they're fun too.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Carla. It's good to talk to you. And stick around because Dan and Clarion is going to set us straight on sideburns. Hey, Dan.
Hey, buddy. Well, here's the deal. Here's what I was always told. Ambrose Burnside was a general in the Civil War. He wasn't a very good one, but he had these elaborate growths of hair down the sides of his face. And so that's where they just flipped his name around and used sideburns.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. And my gosh, talk about elaborate.
There you go.
It almost looks like an equation you would graph God, what a bizarre facial hair. So Ambrose, we could have called them Ambroses.
I think so.
Or Birdsides, but sideburns. I saw, I forget what I was watching, it might have been a Smothers Brothers program, and I was marveling at the sideburns people used to have. Even my dad had these long sideburns a long time ago, and that's just not the way it seems to be anymore. Well, thank you. I appreciate your being with us as always.
You're welcome.
Take care. Now we know it. Yeah, I'm looking. I'll put a picture of this Ambrose Burnside. Scary looking guy, actually. And thank you to Dan and Clarion. And thanks to you, if you knew we were looking for Burn. John and Carrick also knew that the Civil War general was where sideburns came from. So did Jim in Blackridge and Jim in Crafton Heights, who refers to them as mutton chops, and that is a perfect description. I see we also had a correct answer from Zach. Zach, it's so nice to hear from you. It's been a while since you checked in and I'm glad you did. Well, it is birthday time. I just posted that picture of Ambrose Burnside for you to marvel at. At our Facebook page. Or you can Google Ambrose Burnside. Happy birthday today to Julie of Canfield, Ohio, from Ricky and me. Julie is our little niece, and we wish you a happy birthday, as do your adult children. And the rest of your family. Also today, Jameson Etzel of Knox. Happy birthday to you, Jameson. From your family and from us, Will of Butler, from Mom and Dad and Brother Finn. We also have Alex of Edgewood and Alicia of McCandless from Celestina, David. Mom and Dad, also Big Brother David and Camille. And twins Eamon and Leora of Miami Beach from Galadriel and Adam and the whole Grace family. Happy birthday to you. On the 14th, tomorrow, we have Alondra of the South Side, Kiara from Mike, Amy, and John, Lillian of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Sarah, and Jane from Chris. On Monday the 15th, we have Julia from your family, Carson of Youngstown, Pennsylvania, from Mom, Dad, Casey, and Madeline, Noah of Elwood City from Kimberly and Bruce, Conrad from Mom, Dad, and Laura, Lynn of Gibsonia from husband David, Julian of Fox Chapel from Mom and Dad, Phyllis from Brenda, and grandson Garcia, Sam from Mom Sheila and Brother Gabriel, James from Rita. On the 15th, finally, we have Richard of Jeffersonboro from Judy and Peter. On the 16th, Caitlin of Dormont from Dad and Elise. Emmy Cheruli in Chicago from Nanny and Chuck. And Mary on the 17th, Gabriella from Bill and Ginger. Bob from Maryland. Mrs. Furkett from your family, Tom from Dee and Marley, Katie of Glenfield from Debbie, David, and family. Finally, on the 17th, we have Diane from the whole Reckless family. On the 18th, we have Lori of Level Green, Morgantown, Monroeville, Chapel Hill, Cardiff, and now Olympia. Sarah of Lawrenceville from brother Paul and parents Dan and Helen. Maureen of North Braddock, Renee of Fox Chapel from Eric, Jess, and Rory. And Jim of Ligonier from wife Nancy. Finally, on the 19th, happy birthday to Julie of Lincoln Place from Mom Barb, Madison of McCandless Township from Mom and Dad, Jared of Aetna from Mom Gail, Dad Jack, and Gretchen from Mark, Garrett, Finney, and Han.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States government uniform-wearing representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WAMCK.FM at Keysport. And slbradio.org/radio. And to think we're adding at least one new station this year and likely another one, too. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. Here is Bob Brown.
I've been around the world a couple of times or maybe more. I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when my friends all ask me about the place that I adore, I tell them right away. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. I'll be standing in the kitchen, a-cooking up a roast, with Vegemite on toast. Just you and me, a cup of tea, and later on we'll settle down beside the hitching post and watch the possums play. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. There's a Safeway on the corner and a Woolworths down the street, and a new one's just been opened up where they regulate the heat. But I'd trade them all tomorrow for a simple bush retreat where the kookaburras sing. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. Some people like their houses built with fences all around. Others live in mansions.